Time to bring in Pat Pagano. Pat, all I can say is wow.
Yep.
About wow. I want to tell you, last night I was posting pictures, and we went from 4 inches to 7 inches to 9 inches to 10, 11 inches. And I was going out every 3 or 4 inches and shoveling the driveway. And I kept looking at the radar, and the back end of the precipitation was by the Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying to myself early in the evening, out, oh, well, this is going to move through. It never moved. And Pat, from about 5 o'clock in the afternoon till well past midnight, it came down.
Yep.
I've never seen it snow that hard, that long, and we wind up with over 2 feet of snow.
Well, I was just going to say I have reports for you that you'll find very interesting. We go to the Berkshires first. Pittsfield came in with 13, but Adams came in with 26. Okay. Torrington came in with 9.5. New Milford, 12. Warren, 24.8 in Warren. Columbia County, 10 to 24 inches. Yeah. Dutchess County, 10 to 20. Ulster, 7. To 21 inches. But with all of that said, none of these reports were the highest of the storm. I am going to take you to Searsburg, Vermont.
Yeah.
For those of you who do not know where that is, southern Vermont between Brattleboro and Bennington, 32 inches.
Amazing.
So, amazing. That a lot had to do with elevation, a lot had to do with topographical, and a lot had to do with banding. Got a call from superintendent of grounds and stuff for the schools in the Durham area last night. When he got there late yesterday afternoon, just like you said, this was about 5 o'clock, he really didn't have much accumulation. 3 hours later, 12 inches, 1 foot.
Well, you know when I spoke to you at that, I told you that we started getting, you were dead on. You said steady snow was going to start after 12:30.
Right.
And it did. By the time I got home at 3-something, we already had, in that 3 hour period, we already had about 6-7 inches.
Right.
It was amazing. But you know what? We were caught in one of those bands, Pat. I kept looking at it. It just wouldn't go away. It was just feeding right down over us.
Yeah, and what we refer to as these deformation zones, they're so hard to try to pick out in advance. You just don't know where it's going to set up. But 9 out of 10 times, it sets up in the northwest quadrant of the storm. And that's where we were. And if you recall, I was telling you, if this storm moves from Atlantic City to Cape Cod, that is the perfect track for us to get heavy snow. And meanwhile, the modeling yesterday morning was still forecasting a mix, you know, with rain and sleet and the whole bit. So I have no idea what the modeling is up to. But I know one thing. The two nor'easters that we had this month so far have taught me that I'm going to be adding a category, especially for our government agencies, etc. And it's going to say snowfall accumulations, paved surfaces, snowfall accumulation, unpaved surfaces. I think that's a very important aspect of the month of March, because you know as well as I do, what falls on your lawn does not fall on the major roadways.
Well, you should take a look at my website, and you'll see my Facebook page. You'll see my write-in on the road. It was wild this morning. But you know what's interesting? I noticed at my house, the deck on my house, okay, where it's snow accumulates quicker,
right,
had over 26 inches on it. Out in front of my house, it was right around 22, 23 inches.
Right.
But the deck had a full 26. And the great thing about the deck is the wind doesn't get to it, and the snow hits, and the snow hits up against the glass, so I don't even have to. It's a glass door. I don't even have to go out to measure it. I can just measure it from the inside. Okay. But it was a pretty wild storm. Now everybody's talking about Monday, Pat. Everybody's talking about Monday.
And of course, why would that storm be any different from the last two? The European model continues to say that this storm is going to ride out well south and east of us. And pretty much what the European model is saying, it's going to miss us. The Canadian model is saying it will get close. And the American model, the GFS, is saying it'll hit us. And here's the problem with this one. Two jet streams, one in the north, one in the south. If they phase, meaning they merge, good chance the storm will come right up as a major nor'easter. If they don't, and the northern stream comes across first, it's going to shear the upper air winds and make the upper air winds more westerly, west to east. And that will take the storm from the Carolinas and bring it out to the south, which is the option of the Euro right now. Do I believe it? Of course not. I didn't believe the Euro back on Monday when the Euro said that we would get 2 inches of snow. Do you remember that, Marshall?
Yep, yep.
In fact, I still have, I keep the sheets because I go from run to run to see exactly what they're giving us. Back on Monday, they gave us 2.7 inches. 2.7 inches. Now let's go forward to yesterday afternoon. How much did they give us? 4.3.
Now we got that.
Only goes to show you. For guidance, yeah, and not as a forecast.
So you're really still out on this Monday thing where it could potentially be another nor'easter.
That is correct. In the forecast, I'm probably going to be mentioning that and saying something like watching a nor'easter, chances snow.
If that comes, this will remind me when I lived in Kingston where we had the three big snowstorms, yep, in the course of about 8 days. And, they each dropped 15 to 17 inches of snow. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it because we had snow banks 6, 7, 8, 9 feet high. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I think so. I mean, I'm looking out my window right now.
How much did you guys get?
I didn't actually go out and measure it, Marshall. Actually, Marshall... I have not been out of this weather center, folks, in 2 days. I mean, I really am going stir crazy, but I'll get out there today. But it looks like we had 8 or 9 inches. Now, my temperature right now is 31 degrees here. But as I look out,
yeah,
I see my hedges, with these big piles of snow on it.
Yeah.
And I see it dripping because the sun is coming up. We have a smidging of sun right here, and it's dripping because this is a heavy, wet snow. It was compacted. And again, what is there this morning, I guarantee you, by this afternoon, half of it will remain. So that's the good thing about March.
Yeah, we've got 30 degrees here. 30 degrees,
yep,
here.
So you're very close to where I am, right. Yeah. And you'll see, there'll be what's what we call sublimation. And there'll be quite a bit of sublimation over the next couple of days, and hopefully that's a good thing. I'm looking at the we have tons and tons of pine trees all around. I think I told you that. And I'm looking at that. They are coated. They look so beautiful. I only hope that none of them are going to fall in this direction.
Well, that's the whole thing. They always say courier and eyes. Whenever you get snow on trees and pine trees and bushes, yeah, courier, yeah, and eyes Christmas.
And, you remember Don, who still does work for us, Don, yeah, McGrath. He texted me last night that his wife had gone out in the car. I don't know what. First of all, I didn't text him back and say, why did she go out? But she had gone out in the car, and she was very, very lucky. A huge tree limb fell on the car and completely smashed the windshield.
What was she going out in the car for? Is there a storm like that?
Don't ask me, why would you go out in a storm like this and you have a husband who's a meteorologist? Don't ask me. Then, of course, PPPS. Well, we still have a couple of minutes, so I'll tell you that I got a call yesterday morning. I think I told you this when I was speaking to you, that the New York City Sanitation was panicking because the Weather Channel went for a foot of snow for the city. And they called me right away. And they said, Pat, everybody's upping the accumulations. I said, yeah. He said, what do you think? What do you think? We have to gear up for this. We have to gear up for it. I said, I'm not touching a thing. He said, what? I said, I'm telling you again, 4 to 8. 4 if we mix, 8 if we don't. And of course we mixed. Central Park came in with 3 inches.
There you go. Did they call you back and thank you?
They did this morning. They did. They said, Pat, of all the services, they hire about 3 weather services for the winter because they just can't afford to be without. And they said, of all the weather services, you stayed the lowest, and you actually turned out the most accurate. So thank you for that. But it wasn't without any sweat, folks, because I was pacing these floors all day yesterday and into the evening. And then finally, about 8 o'clock last night, I just sent an email out to everybody saying, this is your last update. Good night.
Well, that's what I did about 8 o'clock. I said, I'm not going out to shovel anymore because it's obvious the snow isn't going to stop. And
we went from 8 to 14 inches. You got 10 over that.
It was. Well, you said there were possible higher. You said there were possible areas to 20 when we were talking about it earlier.
Right. I was saying 20, but yeah. I never thought that you'd get 24. That's for sure.
Well, like I said, I kept looking. I kept going to that radar, and the rear end of the storm would not move past us.
Mm-hmm.
It kept funneling down from the northeast to the southwest, this big train of snow.
That's correct. You used the right word. That's what it was, a train of snow. And, and the low was slow to move. And remember, we were worried about that, too, if it got captured. It really didn't get captured, but it was slow to move because of the upper atmosphere.
Yeah. And so your gut feeling on Monday is right now, you don't trust
me. I think you're going to get snow. I don't know how much, but I think we're getting more snow.
All right. Pat, I want you to rest up, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it.
Take care.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here with a check on our Tri-State forecast on Robin Hood Radio.